AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. Hundreds of police and federal agents are searching for two inmates who broke out of the maximum security section of an upstate New York prison. Julie Walker reports the governor says the escape by the pair of murderers was well planned.
Governor Andrew Cuomo says David Sweat and Richard Matt left a note behind saying, "Have a nice day."
It was an elaborate plot. We went back and pieced together what they did.
They stuffed clothes in their beds to make it look like they were asleep, cut through steel cell walls with power tools, shimmied through a maze of tunnels, and emerged from a manhole cover outside the prison. Sweat was serving life for killing a sheriff's deputy. Matt was serving 25 to life for kidnapping and beating a man to death. I'm Julie Walker.
Members of Congress announced the online break-in at the Federal Office of Personnel Management and their desire for the government to find who was behind the cyber attack that exposed the private files of millions of federal workers to the hackers. California Democratic Congressman Adam Schiff telling Fox News Sunday,
"One of the big things that we really have to do in addition to our defense is figure out when we're going to go on offense and how we're going to provide a deterrent to future attacks."
Federal officials say the hack appears to have originated in China, but they are not pointing fingers directly at the Chinese government. President Obama and other G7 leaders now at an exclusive resort hotel in the Bavarian Alps for their annual summit. European Union President Donald Tusk tells reporters that all seven of the world leaders are in agreement about sanctions against Russia for meddling in Ukraine.
"If anyone wants to start a debate about changing the sanctions regime, the discussion could only be about strengthening it."
Obama expects to discuss other issues as well, including trade, climate change, the global economy, and violent extremism. This is AP Radio News. A teen couple from Ohio suspected in a multi-state crime spree caught in West Virginia. AP correspondent Peggy Harris.
The week-long search ended with a police pursuit of the two teenagers. The teens crashed a vehicle that had been stolen in Pennsylvania, and they fled on foot before they were caught.
The 16-year-old boy, 15-year-old girl in the custody of West Virginia State Police. In the men's final at the French Open, top-seeded Novak Djokovic and Stan Wawrinka have split the first two sets by the identical 6-4 score. The French is the only Grand Slam tournament Djokovic has not won. Game 2 of the NBA Championship Series is tonight with Golden State Warriors hosting the Cleveland Cavaliers. LeBron James' squad goes into that road contest down 1-0 and without the services of Kyrie Irving, out for the rest of the series with a broken kneecap. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.